tip today in association with Slattery's of Pecan, your main Peugeot dealer for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
Thanks, Sandra. Paul White was on and he says, "Hi, friend, this is a totally pro self-suicide presentation and it's not giving the downside on how older people will be pressurized into doing this and not to be so selfish in going on living and being a burden to family members, not to talk about the cost to the state. I'm very disappointed with Tip FM." I wonder, Paul, did you get the entire piece? Because what you're describing there would be my concern about assisted dying as well, that there may be pressure on an older person to take that route. So I certainly made that point, and you know, that's why I'm a little bit at odds with Andrew in terms of our approach to this. But what you're describing will be my own feelings on that, and I said that earlier on in the interview. Mary was on to say, "Fran, that was not dignified. It was suicide and assisted by the doctor. It was murder, in fact. Can you imagine what would happen to Granny? And when the case will be put forward that it would cost a fortune to put her into a home. Hospice care provides excellent care for all for free, very dignified, and there was nothing dignified about that particular presentation." Somebody else saying, "There's nothing dignified about death." I would agree with you on that. Another listener: "Obviously, people who are against it have never watched a person suffer in death, and suicide is a completely different scenario. People don't take their own lives. It's taken by depression and anxiety." Sinead was on to say, "I think people throw religion into the mix to somehow take the higher ground. The fact is, people don't have the right to decide that someone else should remain in pain and suffering. I think that man and his wife were beyond brave to make that particular decision." Somebody else saying, "Good morning, Fran. I'm with Andrew. We should have the choice." And lots more in on this. So obviously it's something that we will return to again. Let me leave you with Bill's comment from Carrick, who says, "My experience based upon looking after my father, who spent many years housebound following a stroke. He said, if I was a dog, they could put me down. I wanted to help, but I just couldn't. This topic needs to be aired, and I would support this bill wholeheartedly." And that's into us on 083-311-3311. All right, then, let us cheer ourselves up. Let us take ourselves off to Portugal and to Johnny Luby. Good morning, Johnny. How are you?
Glenn, hopping off the side, friend.
Delighted to hear you. Where exactly are you in Portugal?
Down in the Algarve, in a place called El Vor.
Very good, I know it well.
It's a beautiful place. It reminds me nothing but the town of Cashel, a beautiful town, you know, and this has narrower streets and that, and many the taxis, they can't go up and down the street, so you have to walk up and down to the locals there and to the restaurants, which are superb, and the weather, it hadn't rained here now for 6 weeks.
Wow. Wow.
So it's even 27 degrees now as I'm talking to you. I walked down there a mile and a half this morning to the beach and it was absolutely fantastic. I had the old English breakfast, a sausage rasher, two fried eggs, a bit of toast and a pint of Sagres.
A good healthy breakfast.
Yeah, and again, for the umpteenth time, my belly is in turmoil.
I can imagine, yeah.
Yeah, friend, there's plenty of those five or six Irish pubs here. You have Paddy's Bear and you have the Belfast Bear and you have Patiki's, which has now been taken over by O'Grady's. It's known as O'Grady's Yard, and across the road. Then you have the Black Stove, and just below that, then you had Rory Max. And Rory Max held many memories for us with the late Clyde Flynn.
He was a
landmark there in the music scene, and that. So then you go further down then to a pub called the Leinster House. That's where we capsized I capsized for a few days. There's a girl there from Clock Jordan, Claire is her name, tuned in to Tip FM every Friday. Couldn't believe that yours truly arrived on the doorstep. So I told her I'd give her a good mention.
Is she on holiday there, or is she working?
She's there longer than the Timber Stools. But she's one great girl. She knows everybody up and down the street, whether they're black, white, yellow, doesn't make any difference. She knows them all, and a great girl to talk to them all, and brings in the customers and that. And everything is done with certainly, like the pubs at home, health and safety in mind. They bear it big time out there as well. You know, the sanitizers all over the place,
yeah.
And you're encouraged to wear masks going in the taxis, and the taxi drivers have them, and the taxis actually are very reasonable here.
Are they? Yeah.
And there, yeah, they're very reasonable. Like, I mean, like, we're out about maybe a mile and a half, a mile four. I'd often walk in now, but if you wanted a taxi, like, they come out for €4.
Mm. Wow. Wow,
you know, but you end up always giving them a fiver because you never seen that €4 in your pocket, you know, and you go, and you can't be doing the poor man.
Of course.
But
yeah,
yeah, it's a wonderful scene there, and go down to the docks, or down, not the docks, down to the bay actually, there, round about, and they see all the restaurants, and they all kisses out in glass, you know, and more people way outside in weather like this. Of course, the pubs in Ireland had a good old run at it there during the summer when the weather was good to stay outside, but here, friend, I'd say 80% of them stay outside. You know,
that's great. You know what I love in Portugal are the sardines. Have you gone down that road?
Yeah, well, I had them in Liam Sullivan's shop before I came over.
They're a lot bigger out in Portugal, I can tell you.
Joe Hamels, he wouldn't serve sardines because he said there's no profit in them. And that's it. And of course, Clonoulty is a long way from the seaside as well.
It is, yeah.
But, just that those Western caller was listening to us this morning, Helen Brown, she would be misfortunately married to Martin.
That's an awful thing to say.
I don't know. But this is my opinion anyway. They're heading for a wedding.
Yes.
And I'm reliably informed that Helen has to stay away from the glass of vino because Martin is letting the hair down today, so Helen is his driver.
So poor old Helen is the designated driver.
Yeah, well, of course, there's good money in that again, isn't there, Frank?
I wouldn't know about that, you see, Johnny. I wouldn't know about that. Listen, but, are you keeping up to speed on what's happening in sport over there?
Oh, yeah.
Irish sport, I mean.
Yeah, I had to ring Kevin Farrell there in the Knockavilla Kickens during the morning along to see what happened in the hurling. And, of course, we're down to that local parish derby between Borrisleigh and Lochmore Castellani. I thought, when the more I think about it, I think Lochmore Castellani are going to be very hard to beat. I thought them against Killinall. I knew Killinall weren't really unsung that night, but the sign of great hurlers is that the likes of them are dryers, and them. The sign of a Declan Ryan was the same way, and Pat Fox and those. The sign of a great hurler, in my book, is a guy that makes hurling look simple. They're doing it at their ease, and the McGraths have these deft touches and flicks that has to be seen to be believed, and that I think John McGrath probably scored 4 goals and 4 points in the quarter final against the team that I maybe give us Dark Horses, Kilrowan McDonough's. But we have a real mouth-watering clash then with Kildangan and Tullis Sarsfields.
Yeah.
Now, that's going to be that both games are well worth travelling a long way to see. I watched Clonoulty and the Sarsfields, Clonoulty Rossmore and the Sarsfields on Saturday last, I think it was, down in the Leinster House. And the Sarsfields were always on top. In my book, Clonoulty Rossmore this year didn't play up to the form that would be expected of them. Things just didn't take off for them, and as a result, they bowed out eventually in the quarterfinals. I suppose, look, Sarsfields are the favourites, and that's it. But it's intriguing clashes there, and I hope to get to the two semi-finals, please God, when we get back. And, of course, the intermediate one, I had seen Kilsheel and Kilcash in the first round against Golden, Kilfeekle, Below and Feathered, and I thought they were actually a decent bloody outfit. Mine Temple 2, he had won the mid against Borland by maybe a good few points, and mine then beat Golden on Sunday last weekend. Golden, while they racked up 113, it's not a bad score, but it wasn't good enough to beat Mind Temple 2, who were probably favourites to win it out. But Moneygall have come through against Knockavilla Kickens play Mind Temple 2, and Moneygall play Kilsheen and Kilcash. I'd often see it back through the years when we were playing hurling ourselves in West Tipperary and South Tipperary. We'd often find it hard enough. You'd have to have right good teams to dispose of mid teams and the North teams. And Moneygall are certainly a team to watch. But I thought that Mind Temple 2, I hope to be in Everard's the night that the cup is there, please God.
I'll tell you, you're missing out on no information while you're in Alvour.
Oh, well,
you're getting all the detail over there.
But when I ask herself, will you Google this or Google that? I woke her up yesterday morning, will you Google this? And she said, no, I'm not Googling anymore. So,
I'm done with Googling, yeah.
The, I had a call this morning, of course. She had rang three times and then she hung up. That was Nellie O'Connor. I presumed it was to tell me about the bank holiday bingo.
Yeah, you're going to miss the bingo.
On Monday. Oh, no, I'll be back.
Oh, you'll be back, will you? Okay.
I'll be back. Yeah, we're back sometime today along. And then, of course, the county board draw is next Friday night. There's still plenty of time. There's only one draw over. There's still plenty of time to join up with your club. And that somebody said that Limerick are the firm favourites for the All-Ireland next year. And, of course, the big thing was that grabbed the headlines here in Portugal, but it's in Portuguese, but I got a translator, Claire, who has fluent Portuguese, to translate it for me. It said Henry Shefflin got it all right.
Yeah, what did you make? That surprised an awful lot of people, Johnny.
Yeah, well, the Portuguese people, they're very up to date with the thing as well. Like, they wouldn't tell us it to me, so I'm not surprised, he said. But Henry Shefflin, I was amazed, you know, he was the last in the book. But the more you think about it, really, I suppose... he was never going to be 100 miles. Once he turned his head, maybe our approaches are made to him, and that. And Galway are still a fair out.
I thought he was going to hold out for the Kilkenny gig, you know.
Yeah, I just wonder: will Joe Kenyon come out of retirement now that Henry Shefflin has gone there? Because look, a different attitude at the top, and
that'd be interesting, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Oh yeah, like until a while since Galway had an outsider as their manager, you know.
Yeah.
And that, so I have a feeling that Henry Shefflin will get around Joe Kenyon to come back for one more year, you know.
Mm. But would that make all the difference, do you think? I mean, Kenyon is such an amazing iconic player.
He's a great player. Like, and when he's on song, like, it takes a couple of players to mark him. He has tremendous. What somebody said one time about Mike Gibson, the tremendous rugby player that played for Ireland. In the centre, I think it was Mitchell Cogley. He said he has an eye for an opening that borders on second sight.
Well,
it was a grand way to say that the likes of the McGraths have it as well, that look, they can see this space where
it's an instinct almost, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah. Well, I actually need it as well with my missus.
You have second sight with your what? How does that manifest itself, Johnny?
Ah, yeah, unbelievable. But when I'm going to the airport, you know, as usual, I always get set off, at least when I set off the alarms with this hip.
All right.
I know one thing, that the alarms are working. Of course, then I had to go to the suitcase, and your man was looking at the usual bloody fixident, and he had never seen it before.
Fixident.
So he said, you're too, that's too big, he said, and that. And he says, what's it used for? And I said, my false teeth. And he said, what do you do? I took out, I just went to take out the false teeth. Oh, Jesus, stuff. He said, go. So I got it out and I've used it, and hopefully I will get it back.
Very good
so,
indeed, yeah.
Friend, we haven't an awful lot more to report, but you had an interesting programme on this morning. I didn't hear it, but... life and
how do you know? How do you know it was interesting if you didn't hear?
Well, I just heard you deal in a kind of a synopsis of it just before I came on.
All right, right.
But it was look, my firm conviction is like we all like to live as long as we can in that heat.
Yeah. Do you ever, are you one of these people? Would you dwell on death
I was telling you that one time there's a doctor said inside the nursing home, he was giving a bit of a speech, and he says, mother of God, he says, who wants to live to be 98? And this person put up their hand, he says, I do. And the doctor said to him, why? He says, because I'm bloody 97.
Listen, there will be a brass band on the Fourpenny Road tonight, and there will be a red carpet out for you to welcome you home and all of that.
I'll tell you one thing. I better make sure there's plenty of sanitizers around. But anyway, I'll be lying low for a day or two. Thanks be to God. We have seen it over here now. It is brilliant. And look, you'd walk into a place there and you'd wonder, is such a person, or did they happen to depart this life in the last two years since I was here? And of course, you'd know them all to see them and that. And thanks be to God, we have met many of them and that they've all survived the battle. And yes, we actually trying to keep in touch with reality. We watched the races from Turles.
All right.
So that was brilliant to see the green grass of home and the horses on that wonderful track. Turles is possibly the best track of them all, because whatever kind of underfoot conditions, they don't seem to have to water or anything else. The track is always in top class order. So.
Mighty stuff, yeah. Declan was on to us, and he wants us to give a shout out to the Irish Women's International Soccer Team. They played a world number two team, Sweden, last night in the qualifier and gave them a hell of a game, losing just 1-0 to an own goal. The team is going places, and I want to get in ahead of Johnny Luby in praising them for sure, says Declan.
Right, the team is going places, fun, and I'm going places too. I'm heading down for the Linster House before I go back.
Well, listen, you'll come back, and there's been announcements last night as well, of course, about the reopening and of the.
Well, today was supposed to be free
nightclubs and all of that. Yeah, yeah. Well, it is to some degree, I suppose, to some degree, but the numbers are high.
Mm. Yeah, the music scene isn't going well here now. I mean, like, there was a guy called Seamus from Mullingale. He had been in Crow Park Pub, which is down in Prairie de Rochers, for years. And last night we took a trip down there. And Seamus had went back home a year and a half ago and not come back. And, of course, the likes of Floyd Flynn, the Lord of Mercy upon him.
Yeah.
And that, like, that scene is out here at the moment because they just haven't the music sessions, you know, so there's no point.
It's such a pity. The bloody old karaoke machines are everywhere, you see. That's the trouble, you know. But you're there, yeah.
That's right, yeah.
Well, listen, we're looking forward to welcoming you home, Johnny.
Friend, I'll finish on this.
Okay.
On the karaoke machine, they had John McCormack. And, of course, I went on it, didn't I?
Did you? To sing what now? Makushla or something like that.
Yes, right, yeah. And the chap was with me. He said, Mother of God, he says, he's like John McCormack. He says, with a needle up his backside. And I'm trying to read you. I know it. Good luck.
Safe home, Johnny. Look after yourself. Bye-bye. The great Johnny Luby there, live from Alvor, making his way to the airport. And, as I say, huge welcome home on the Fourpenny Road tonight, outside of Golden, I would imagine. 21 minutes past 11 right now. We'll take a break and we have our panel on the way. But just to let you know again, Tipperary University Hospital currently experiencing an increase in the number of patients presenting with COVID there. And because of infection control measures, the hospital advises that visiting to Medical 1 ward is currently suspended. The situation will be reviewed by the hospital outbreak team on an ongoing basis and any changes will be advised. But visiting to the hospital is permitted daily. Hospital visiting times 2 p.m. to 4 and 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Visiting will not be allowed outside of these hours. Okay, so it's important to point that out. And all adult patients may have one visit by a nominated family member on the designated day for a maximum of 1 hour. And families are requested to limit the number of visitors to patients as this will reduce potential exposure to infection. All visitors requested to wear a face mask and are asked not to remove it for the duration of their visit.
Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry. In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
Tip FM's